The line between hope and despair was exactly that, a line in the road, formed where one town's black top finished and the others started. Hope's highway department had used thick, dark asphalt rolled smooth. Despair had a smaller municipal budget, that was clear. They had top-dressed a lumpy roadbed with hot tar and dumped gray gravel on it. Where the two surfaces met, there was an inch-wide trench of no-man's land filled with a black, rubbery compound, an expansion joint, a boundary, a line. Jack Reacher stepped over at mid-stride and kept on walking. He paid it no attention at all. But he remembered it later. Later, he was able to recall it in great detail. Hope and Despair were both in Colorado. Reacher was in Colorado because 2 days previously he had been in Kansas, and Colorado was next to Kansas. He was making his way west and south. He had been in Calais, Maine, and had taken it into his head to cross the continent diagonally, all the way to San Diego in California. Calais was the last major place in the northeast. San Diego was the last major place in the southwest, one extreme to the other. The Atlantic to the Pacific, cool and damp to hot and dry. He took buses where there were any, and hitched rides where there weren't. Where he couldn't find rides, he walked. He had arrived in Hope in the front passenger seat of a bottle-green Mercury Grand Marquis, driven by a retired button salesman. He was on his way out of Hope on foot, because that morning there had been no traffic heading west toward Despair. He remembered that fact later, too, and wondered why he hadn't wondered why. In terms of his grand diagonal design, he was slightly off course. Ideally, he should have been angling directly southwest into New Mexico. But he wasn't a stickler for plans, and the Grand Marquis had been a comfortable car, and the old guy had been fixed on Hope because he had 3 grandchildren to see there before heading onward to Denver to see 4 more. The road between Hope and Despair was a straight 2-lane. It rose very gently as it headed west. Nothing dramatic. The part of eastern Colorado that Reacher was in was pretty flat, like Kansas. But the Rockies were visible up ahead, blue and massive and hazy. They looked very close. Then suddenly they didn't. Reacher breasted a slight rise and stopped dead and understood why one town was called Hope and the other Despair. Reacher stepped off Despair's gritty road and walked through crusted sandy earth to a table rock the size of a car. He levered himself up and lay down with his hands behind his head and stared up at the pale blue sky. Back when he smoked, he might have lit a cigarette to pass the time, but he didn't smoke anymore. Smoking implied carrying at least a pack and a book of matches, and Reacher had long ago quit carrying things he didn't need. There was nothing in his pockets except paper money and an expired passport and an ATM card and a clipped-together toothbrush. There was nothing waiting for him anywhere else, either. No storage unit in a distant city. Nothing stashed with friends. He owned the things in his pockets and the clothes on his back and the shoes on his feet. That was all. And that was enough. Everything he needed and nothing he didn't. He got to his feet and stood on tiptoe, high on the rock. Despair was harder to see than Hope. The haze was thicker in the west. The place looked larger than Hope had been, and teardrop-shaped, with a conventional plains downtown mostly south of the main drag, and then a wider zone of activity beyond it, maybe industrial in nature, hence the smog. Despair looked less pleasant than Hope. Cold where Hope had looked warm, gray where Hope had been mellow. It looked unwelcoming. For a brief moment, Reacher considered backtracking and striking out south from Hope itself, getting back on course. But he dismissed the thought even before it had fully formed. Reacher hated turning back. He liked to press on, dead ahead, whatever. Everyone's life needed an organizing principle, and relentless forward motion was Reacher's. Despair's downtown area began with a vacant lot where something had been planned maybe 20 years before but never built. Then came an old motor court, shuttered, maybe permanently abandoned.